Let's go.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Behind the net, trying to center it. Score! Derek Englund from behind the net. It went in off Scandella, and the Golden Knights have tied it.
He is your defenseman, an alternate captain of the Vegas Golden Knights, an eight-year NHL veteran, and had the best season of his NHL career this past season. 18 assists, 23 points, averaging 20 minutes in ice time. And he's in studio right now. Derek Englund joins the show.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome. It's so great to have you in person. Is it weird that we feel like we kind of know you just because you play for our Golden Knights?
Yeah, no, it's. I guess you get used to that. You know, playing in front of everyone, and that's what you want. You want a great fan base and be able to, you know, get out and get into the community and, you know, talk to people about it.
The number one question I want to ask is, how many pictures do you think you've taken with people in the last year?
Oh, it's more and more every day, it seems.
It's got to be thousands.
Yeah, it's, you know, at the beginning of the season, you know, from the expansion draft out, you've seen stuff around town, and it was getting more and more, but... You know, by the end, even now, you don't go anywhere without seeing a Golden Knights something. Driving down the highway with stickers or hats or shirts, wherever it is. And, you know, where you go other cities around the country and you're seeing the same thing. So it's good to see.
We're so proud of what you guys did this season.
Proud of what you did and the team has done. And we were kind of talking to Derek during the commercials and stuff, but because we know you played for the Wranglers, but then you went to Calgary, you were in Pittsburgh, you kind of went some other places. How did Vegas officially become home for you? Because you were here, and then professionally-wise, you left the city for a little bit. How did Vegas become home?
I moved out here in 03 to play with the Wranglers out of juniors, and my wife moved here from Wisconsin for school, and we just... you know, fell in love with the city and the people of it. And, you know, a couple summers we spent elsewhere, but it always brought us back here to Vegas. And it's home now. It's our roots are here, and we're excited to be part of this community for a long time.
What about that season? I mean, you couldn't... First of all, it's got to be a movie. I hope someone's working on the script. And who would you have play you in the Golden Knights movie?
I have no idea.
I
don't know.
Who's the guy that plays the new Superman?
Henry Cavill.
Yeah,
that guy.
I think
that should be you. Put a beard on him. Yeah, he's a good-looking man.
I'll have to look that up.
But I know it ended in a way that was heartbreaking, but part of... I know as a fan, and I think you feel the same way, JC, that just the pride we felt in this team. How was it for you guys? I got to imagine like going from the highest of highs to a low, but just looking back now, you've had some time to let it soak in. How do you look back on that season?
Yeah, you know, as... The way it finished, we were three games short, and you know, we obviously wanted to win, but you know, I played that was my eighth year, and it's I've never made it past the second round. So for our team to get to where we were, as much as it stung, can look back on the year and take a lot of great things, you know, right from expansion draft on. So it's been a lot of fun, and I know I could speak for all the guys on the team that they're excited to get going.
Oh, you just started skating again after a long time off. When did this happen?
Start skate Monday. You know, we'll skate three times this week, three times next week, and then probably 5 days a week from then on. But didn't feel very good out there. It's the first time back on the ice, a little rusty, but, you know, that'll come around.
What's the you know, with the just the chaos around the team and all the super fans that we have? I got to call you out on something. Don't get angry, but we were here talking the commercials, and we said we're going to go on Facebook Live and we're going to be, you know, videotaping this. And you're a gentleman, so you took your gum out and you put it in the trash can, and we joked like, oh, we're going to sell that on eBay.
I said, I'm going to grab it and put it on eBay.
What's the craziest thing you've signed or have you seen? Do you go on eBay and punch in your name to see what people are selling of yours?
No, I haven't really looked. You know, there's a lot of pictures and stuff like that,
yeah.
I'm sure. But, you know, people ask you to sign their arm or whatever. And I think some people get tattooed over.
Yeah, the tattoo, yeah.
So it's kind of crazy, some things. But usually, you know, you got to... You try to make them happy, but there's a line you got to draw.
We sign Mercedes' arm, and she will tattoo it. We'll get a tattoo.
I don't know about that. Now, you did lose a couple of teammates on the offseason. James Neal is gone. David Perron, they're gone. How do you feel about that?
That's, you know, it's part of the game. You're going to lose guys every year, and you know, they're all great guys.
Yeah.
Lisa, Perron, Neil. You know, I played with Neil in Pittsburgh, so I'm pretty good buddies with them. And you know, it's tough to see those guys leave. They're such a big part of the team, but you hope the best for them and in their new situations.
You signed a 1-year contract extension, right, back in January?
Yeah.
Is the ultimate goal to one day retire with the Golden Knights?
Yeah, that's, you know, hopefully I can play a few more seasons. The goal, you know, hit that 40 mark would be pretty special. Yeah. But, yeah, as long as I can play, I'm going to keep plugging along.
Do your kids know, like, who you are and what you do? Because we saw you at the Summerlin, the Patriotic Parade, coming by with your beautiful family and your sons and everything. Do your sons, are they like, wow, my dad's Derek England? Or just like, oh, that's my dad?
My oldest was... understands it enough, you know. After the expansion draft, didn't matter where we went in town. He's like, my dad's not going to be a Flame anymore. He's going to be a Golden Knight.
And
so everyone, grocery store, doesn't matter who we seen, he was telling everyone. So he understands it enough now. And my youngest likes hockey, wants to watch it and play it in the living room or go skating. But I don't think he's quite understanding
uh-huh.
it yet.
That's so cool.
How's your wife with all of you've had stardom before. I'm guessing that this has taken it to a whole new level with this team. How's your wife feel about all of it?
It's busy.
Yeah.
You know, other teams, you're not from here. You didn't start with the team. So it's, you know, you're kind of more low key, and coming here to Vegas, our home, and it's been an amazing ride. It's been fun. And, you know, she's just thankful that we're playing here at home.
That's got to be nice. I heard she was the go-to for all the wives and the girlfriends when everyone came here. And she was like, here's where you got to go for this, and here's where you got to live, and helping them out with all of that.
Yeah, you know, I talked to a lot of the guys, and, you know, they just kind of wanted to hear about it. But the girls definitely want to plan. So she sent out a big email or text message to all the girls with restaurants, where to live, doctors, pediatricians, everything. So... I think it went a long ways and helped out a lot for the girls and guys that were coming in with kids and stuff.
That's so cool.
Going back to the speech you gave with 1 October, did I read that your wife helped you? Did you write that speech, or did your wife help you out on it? Did you guys work on it together? How did those words come to you?
Well, the team kind of sent us, you know, something to go by, and she read it right away and said, there's no way you're going to remember that. There's not a chance. So... she basically hit all the points and, you know, made it so it was a little easier for me to remember what mm-hmm. to say. And, you know, it was something I didn't want to mess up. So I'm not a great public speaker in front of that many people. It's the first time, obviously. But, you know, she made it all the points that we needed and in a shorter amount of time.
It spoke to everyone.
Oh, that it took my breath away just hearing that. You did such a great job. And just having you lead this team... It really makes us so proud of that you make your home here, and that you kind of you took this team to a whole new level. And the question, I'm forgetting what I wanted to say about the next season. With, are you going to have captains, or is it going to stay with the alternate captains?
I don't know. That's all above me. You know, I think with our team, we have so many great leaders in that room, and it's made every guy's job a little bit easier. You know, there's a lot of guys that could wear a C in our locker room. So I think that's their choice. And, you know, either way, I don't think anyone's too heartbroken or disappointed if there's not a captain. Everyone throws in their input, and it's a collective decision on anything we're doing.
It's nice because you all seem like you're kind of on the same level, mm-hmm. and like everyone is an equal, so I like that.
Yeah, there's a ton of character in the room, and you know, it's a great group of guys. So.
Who's the biggest jokester on the team?
Oh, you got a Flower.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's quietly pulls a lot of pranks. So
has he pulled one on you?
No, nothing on me yet. You know, we're pretty good buddies, so hopefully he keeps it that way. He hasn't done anything too bad, but you know, usually that stuff you lean towards the younger guys and, you know...
break them in.
Yeah, break them in a little bit.
He's committed to a prank, too. I saw the one video where he got inside one of the guy's duffel bags. Might have been on back in Pittsburgh. And he hit inside... someone zipped up the duffel bag and he was hiding inside the duffel bag until the guy came to unzip it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. He's got...
He's committed to the craft.
He's definitely committed.
He'll, yes, he is.
He'll set it up 30 minutes before, and he'll wait to jump on his prey.
I noticed the beard is back. When you shaved it off, how did that feel? I didn't recognize you. I saw pictures of you. I'm like, who's that?
It was good for a couple days, and then it gets itchy, and you have to take care of it. So it's just less work having a beard and not having to shave every other day or something like that.
Well, it looks good. Well, I got to forget the reason why.
Yeah, we have something to present here for you.
Well, we took this out after the season ended and asked our listeners to come out and send their messages to you and the whole team. And we took this all over town. It's just a thank you from us to you, the other players, the staff at the Golden Knights. Your support staff has been amazing. Mm-hmm. Sage, I'm talking to you.
I don't know about Sage so much, but the rest of them are pretty good.
Alyssa, everyone. And we just we took this and we wanted to present you with this banner just to thank you guys for an amazing season. And some of the notes on here are just so heartfelt. And I know you guys know what you mean to the city, but we just wanted to let you read some of the thoughts. So we are going to send you guys and the Golden Knights with this and just thank you guys.
Thank you very
much. We can't wait for the upcoming season. When does it start already?
Yeah,
can we get going?
It's getting close.
Okay. Well, we're going to go play hockey in the green room here. I'm going to challenge you.
You may think you're done with us.
Yeah, no.
We're going to lunch together, get our haircuts together.
We're friends.
One, actually. Yeah.